What happens when an $8 billion takeover offer appears to be a hoax? From APM in New York, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Cosmetics company Avon is apparently the victim of a phony takeover bid. The company's stock soared yesterday when it looked like it had a potential buyer. Now questions are circulating about whether the offer was bogus. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins me now live. Good morning, Nancy.
Hey, Amy.
So what happened here?
Well, the Securities and Exchange Commission lists all the takeover bids through a system it calls EDGAR. And around lunchtime yesterday, a filing popped up on EDGAR. It said a company calling itself PTG Capital Partners was going to buy Avon. Now, Avon has issued a statement saying it hasn't received any takeover offers and nothing from PTG. And it's not clear whether PTG is even a legitimate company.
So tell us what happened to Avon's stock as a result of all this.
Well, it shot up when the PTG filing first showed up on EDGAR because traders thought it was legitimate. And even after it became clear this was a hoax, Avon's stock was still up. It closed higher at the end of the day.
So how could all of this have happened, Nancy?
Well, good question. It turns out the SEC's EDGAR system is pretty open. The Wall Street Journal reports third parties are allowed to put filings right onto EDGAR without a password. The SEC told a journal that filers are responsible for ensuring that their filings are accurate. Of course, all this could have been pretty profitable for whoever was behind the phony filing after the stock shot up. It could have been an effort to pump up Avon's stock.
All right. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. In London, the FT 100 is up about 0.4% after some big gains on the U.S. stock market yesterday. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up. All this year, Marketplace has been reporting on the many ways that technology is changing the classroom. Our series, Learning Curve, will be wrapping up in the next few weeks, but not before we hear from parents. Marketplace commissioned a national survey of parents' attitudes about the technology their kids are using. Adrian Hill is here to share some of the results. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Amy.
So can you give us a sense of the scope of this survey?
Yeah, we hired a research firm to survey parents of kids from third grade up to high school about how their children were using technology in the classroom. And these were parents with kids in public schools, private schools, and charter schools, low income, high income, really across the spectrum nationally. We wanted to get a sense of what parents say about how laptops and tablets and learning apps are really changing their child's education.
What do parents have to say about how their kids are using this technology?
First off, nearly every parent says their child is using some sort of tech device for schoolwork, 98%. And the thing they're using these devices for most often is researching. They're checking out school assignments. We're raising a nation of Googlers, Amy. We also found that high-income students were asked to do more with tech by their schools than low-income students.
And how did parents say they feel about all this tech coming into classrooms? Of course, a lot of us are hunched over our own devices, but our kids?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we're all hunched over our own devices, we have to feel pretty positive about it. And parents did. 71% of parents say they think that technology has improved the overall quality of education for their child. Nearly two-thirds of parents believe that tech can help level the playing field between rich and poor kids. As for specific skills, parents were most optimistic about EdTech's ability to help with the STEM classes, things like technology, science, and math.
Well, that makes sense. But were there any concerns?
Almost all parents report being at least somewhat concerned about security and privacy of their children's data. And that's something we on this desk have talked about a lot this year. It's also something federal legislators are taking up. They've started discussing update to education privacy laws.
All right. Marketplace's Adrian Hill from our Learning Curve team. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Amy.
If you're planning to indulge a bit this Friday night, you may have your own favorite hangover cure. Or the folks at Abbott Laboratories would like to suggest an alternative. The company's product Pedialyte, which any parent will know is an electrolyte-filled drink used to rehydrate kids after a stomach bug, is catching on with adults, Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Amy Garlett is 30, works at a brewery in Delaware, and is not afraid to admit it. She sometimes drinks Pedialyte when she's hungover.
If I know I'm going to have like a crazy night out, I'll usually buy some in advance for the next day.
Abbott Labs, which makes Pedialyte, says adults are increasingly turning to the drink to deal with stomach flu and hangovers. Here's Abbott's Michelle Zenda.
Today we know that more than a third of our sales actually come from adult use.
So Abbott's branching out beyond kiddie flavors like grape and adding ones like strawberry lemonade. A new social media marketing campaign quips that Pedialyte goes well with both red and white. Wine, that is. Carlos Torelli is a marketing professor at the University of Minnesota. He says some parents might find Pedialyte's new identity hard to swallow.
Because they don't think that their kids should be drinking something that somebody drinks after a hangover.
Torelli says it might make sense for Abbott to have two separately branded drinks. The company says it currently has no such plans. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
A man arrested yesterday for attempting to launch a drone near the White House apparently didn't get the memo from the Federal Aviation Administration earlier this week. The FAA has launched a new public outreach campaign telling visitors to our nation's capital, leave your drone at home. Yesterday's arrest was the second drone-related incident at the White House this year. Rules put in place after the 9/11 attacks restrict the airspace over the D.C. area and include unmanned aircraft. In a friendly reminder, the FAA says bring your cameras and plenty of sunscreen. Just don't bring your drone. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.